The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The story of the day. Topic du jour.
Oh, yeah.
This viral video.
I thought we were talking about my inflatable Santa and what I'm going to replace it with.
The United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson gunned down.
Dude. I hate
on city streets.
I hate to say this, but I've watched that video like 30 times.
In broad daylight.
It's crazy.
The video is out there. Basically, he is leaving his hotel. I think he's in New York, right?
Yeah.
He's leaving his hotel to go to a meeting. It's like a little before 7 in the morning.
Yep. Basically, all he had to do was walk across the street.
Yeah.
He was walking down the sidewalk, and some kid comes up with a hoodie and a backpack. Silencer has the subsonic rounds, apparently.
Yep.
And just, bam, assassination, hit right there on the sidewalk. There's a woman there. She runs off.
Yeah, there's a person there just drinking a cup of coffee.
Crazy, dude.
They say that the hoodie guy, the assassin, had been waiting there possibly all night. He's been hanging out, and you see him, he shoots him. The gun jams. He calmly walks over, clears the jam, reloads the gun with the bullet that was jammed because they were special bullets, and then caps him a couple more times, heads to an alley, jumps on an e-bike, and they have no idea who this dude is.
See, like, can we talk about the e-bike part?
Yeah.
There's a lot of smart, actually. A lot of elements to talk about here. Well, but if the movies have taught me anything, it's not a freaking e-bike that the assassin jumps on.
Well,
it's a kick-ass, unmarked, like, black SUV.
But this is kind of brilliant because how you know.
As long as somebody else had checked that e-bike out, it's never getting traced back to you.
They're going
to
find that guy. They already have his picture.
I think they'll find that guy.
They don't have his picture.
They do.
But right now, that e-bike thing worked for him.
Have you seen, by the way, this is the other one. I'm going full conspiracy
here. And trying to escape, like, midtown Manhattan in traffic in a car? Not great. Better on a bike.
That's true.
I've seen three different photos. He's wearing a different backpack. Apparently, is he changing back? And the other one looks like a woman. I don't think they have any idea who this dude is.
Well, there is a photo of, well, they put out a photo of who they think it is. And he looks like, I don't know, he just looks like a bro with good hair.
He looks hot.
Yeah, slightly handsome. Maybe not as handsome as me.
Yeah.
But handsome. Young. And,
professional.
And the shell casings on the ground had the words deny, defend, and depose. Now, that's interesting because many people believe that refers to what some think is a motto for insurance companies, which is delay, deny, and defend.
Yes.
In other words, why this is interesting is that Brian Thompson, the head of United Healthcare, which, by the way, is the largest private health insurer in the United States, they are notorious for denying claims. As a matter of fact, there are some stats out there that they have the largest denial rate of all insurance companies at 32%.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, was this just someone who lost a family member because they were denied or something happened with their...
It's like something out of a movie, man.
So
like
we don't know.
Vendetta stuff.
I mean, I like to think that he's a hired hitman.
Yeah. But I don't.
But it's hard to say.
No.
This
kind of just feels like, you know, someone had had enough of the healthcare companies. And by the way, This is where I was saying, like...
But as someone that looks like a professional hitman?
I mean, is it a professional...
Does he?
You're saying he doesn't?
I don't think he does.
I think the way he looks so calm and, like, easygoing about this and all the waiting, like... He looks like he's done this before.
He just looks a little young.
He does look young, but it doesn't look like he's flustered or like deranged or upset.
That
like,
is true. Like he had no...
He's calm as a cucumber.
He had absolutely no care in the world about witnesses or anything.
And the fact that his gun jammed, you'd think he'd run off. He's like, nah, I'll fix it. I'll go shoot him again.
Bam, dead, cold-blooded.
Yeah, and just the idea that, again, this just kind of is one of those things that just sends me down rabbit holes because it just goes to show you, dude, I don't care who you are. Anyone can get to you. That poor bastard had zero chance. You know, you're like, oh, security measures. Someone just walks up behind you and you are cooked. Just no warning, no nothing. You just going about your day and you take one to the back and then a couple others. Ew.
Well, it's kind of, it's weird because, you know, the first of all, the video of him being murdered is right there online. And
yep.
So he has a kid apparently. That will eventually see that. I mean, yep. It's going to live there forever.
Yep.
Which is sad. And some are celebrating because they hate UnitedHealthcare.
And that's what I said is the weird part is like, so we watched a guy in cold blood get gunned down. And I feel like the vast majority of people are like this. But he kind of had it coming. I mean, it also sparked a thing. It turned out like that same day there was a... Was it Blue Cross Blue Shield? One of the other big ones. I think it was Blue Cross.
I think you're right.
Blue Cross. They now said that they are only going to cover certain a time limit on your anesthesia.
Yeah, they're going to cap anesthesia.
So if you're having surgery and it goes longer than a certain period of time, you're now paying for the anesthesia.
You're the one on the hook.
For the anesthesia, and of course. That didn't sit well with people. And what did people start doing? They started posting the CEO, who was a lady, her name and her home address. And by the way, they were doing it right below the video and right below the information on this UnitedHealthcare person that just got assassinated.
Mm.
I mean, it's... You want to talk about, like, some scary stuff and, like, copycats and all that. You want to heating up the whole healthcare debate?
Saw a lot of snarky comments that, like, I'd send my thoughts and prayers, but they didn't get pre-authorized and things like that. And you're like,
it's,
oof.
Dude, this is straight out of, like, a movie where, like, a group of people get tired of dealing with...
Denzel had a movie, John Q. It was like this. His kid couldn't get the transplant. He held the whole hospital hostage.
Yeah, we're done. And this idea now, because there's all these stories now, that, like, all day today I was reading about how I think four people, it's like Musk and Gates... Bezos, and I forget who the other one. The four richest people in the United States now have over $1 trillion worth of worth.
Well, Gates isn't one of those.
It's not Gates?
Matt Gates? Oh.
Bill Gates.
Yeah, what? I was thinking you were talking about Matt Gates.
You're going down the political rabbit hole.
Yeah.
No. That for the first time in history, four people control that amount of percentage.
No, Matt Gates not a billionaire.
Yeah. No. And this idea that... You know, and so all these different articles about this is when, like, revolution starts to happen and this is when people kind of rise up. And, you know, most of the time I read that stuff and I'm like, whatever, dude. Just, you know, it's all, you know, people are always, like, sending out, like, these, oh, this is where the whole thing collapses. I'll tell you what, if healthcare CEOs start getting bumped off, it may get some people's attention. It's just, this whole story is fascinating.
Well, what if you knew the kid and you saw the photo?
Yeah.
And you had no idea he was a hitman. What if he's like a computer nerd at your work? And you're like, holy crap.
Yeah.
That's Jonathan.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
from accounting.
I don't know what you do. I mean,
well, you call the cops.
Yeah.
Good grief.
Well, but that's the thing is I'm if someone knows him and those photos are accurate and, you know, they're saying, oh, they're closing in on at least a name or whatever. I mean,
yeah, they're going to get him.
They'll get him.
The question is will we ever find out why he did it or who hired him or what the real story is?
Does he have a specific grievance or is this on behalf of somebody? And
well, he could lie. I mean,
of course.
Or he could die. Like, I mean, he could easily.
You'd imagine there'd be some sort of paper trail or digital trail of communications.
Yeah, maybe.
Or maybe we hear nothing because he's a clandestine black ops.
Hell yeah.
I'm guessing lone gunman.
Are you? That's usually what it is.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, we all want whether, you know, the guy that shot Trump, you know, or any of the other presidential assassin people, we all want this to be like you said, the Tom Clancy novel, but for the most part, it's usually just, it's some dude and he's pissed off and he decides to go lone wolf. And I told you that I went down a rabbit hole when the Trump shooting happened, and started reading some stuff on a security expert, and he said that that is by far the harder one to stop. He said when you get groups involved and you get conspiracies and you get into that, the whole plotting thing, that's where you can pick it up. He said the truly scary ones are where it's one person that doesn't say anything.
Keeps it all to themselves.
And they said the reason why people always want to believe in conspiracies or whatever, because it's scary to think about if one person decides that they want to do something and they don't tell anyone else, it's almost impossible to stop them. If someone decides, just one random person who doesn't put it online, doesn't make any threats, and they go out and get a gun or get a bomb, strap it to their chest, whatever, and they just shut up and decide to go about that mission, there's really not a whole lot you can do to stop it. And that scares the living daylights out of people, because you always want to feel like you have some element of control. But like in this, you got nothing.
Which fan personality is most likely a hitman?
Well, like they always joke about like Danny hiding bodies and stuff, but he talks too publicly about it. It's going to be someone that you
would. Yeah, he's too obvious.
He's too obvious. It'd be someone that you would. It's going to be quiet. That you wouldn't think anything about. The best.
Here's the situation.
Yeah, I guess.
Is it Jeff Rust?
That's where I was going. Was Jeff Rust?
He'd be
Jeff
the least Rust. Assuming for
yes.
sure.
Because Jeff is a principled man.
Yes,
for sure.
And
politically motivated.
Yeah, he's always, yeah, yeah, I think
yeah,
he's.
Yeah. And Rust is a guy that could.
He's got little girls, though.
He could blend in and you wouldn't think twice. Jeff Rust could go anywhere and no one would think twice.
That's true. Always has his backpack, very unassuming.
Yes. He just seems like a jovial sort of fella right up until he shivs you.
Is Jeff Rust a hitman?
Secret life.
An expose. All right. Why the internet wants Hawk to a girl in jail? Next on The Fan.